Rock and roll superstar Jack White has a new album out. It's actually his second of the year. It's called Entering Heaven Alive. Music writer Al Shipley shared his thoughts on the new album with us. He says it's more acoustic than Jack White's prior release, Fear of the Dawn, and that's part of the appeal. He told us about a few standout tracks.
So If I Die Tomorrow stood out to me right away because it has a Mellotron on it, which is the sort of early synthesizer invented in the 1960s. Where the keys on the keyboard trigger like magnetic tape with recordings of instruments. So kind of before they had these computerized synthesizers, that was one of the first instances of that. And most famously, it was on Strawberry Fields Forever by the Beatles. A lot of the appeal of what Jack White does, I think, is, you know, he's one of the biggest contemporary rock stars who cares about collecting vintage instruments and featuring all these cool things on the record. So having this kind of weird, eerie flute sound that's not really a flute on If I Die Tomorrow, you know, it reminds you of Strawberry Fields Forever, but it's also kind of this unique thing, and he puts it in a different vibe in this song. So if I die tomorrow, promise you can walk away okay. You know, it's one of the most cinematic sort of songs on the album, where he's talking about, like, you know, if I die tomorrow, if my mother cries in sorrow, all these things. And, you know, you don't know if it's this guy being, you know, in his 40s and thinking about mortality, or if it's just kind of a character piece or something. But it has this kind of noir quality that he does sometimes, where it's like, he kind of, it's almost like, feels like a black and white movie.
I hate to think about it, so it helps to shout it. And if you could help me out, it would mean so much for my peace of mind.
So, I've Got You Surrounded, parentheses, with my love, is the only song that sounds like it could have been on either one of these albums. It could have been on Fear of the Dawn or Entering Heaven Alive, because it still has this like squealy, heavily processed electric guitar thing that he does a lot on Fear of the Dawn. But it's still like a full band kind of playing restrained and jazzy. Like, it never explodes like an old White Stripes song would have. Taking Me Back Gently is kind of a reprise of a song from Fear of the Dawn.
When you take out the figures and you pull all the triggers, well, you're taking me back. Yes, you're taking me back. When you listen to mystics as you lay at your picnics, well, you're taking me back. You are taking me back.
It's almost like this, like, Dixieland jazz kind of rhythm to it. So it's fun to hear him take a song that's really loud and really like one of the wildest songs on Fear of the Dawn, and then just kind of turn it into a totally different thing. Like, he had done this acoustic recordings 1998 to 2016 compilation a few years ago, and had all these acoustic songs from across his career. And sometimes White Stripes would do a loud version of a song, and or Raconteurs would do a loud version of a song, and then they do this acoustic version. So it's fun to hear him kind of figure out which songs work in either mode. And this one feels almost like campy compared to the other Taking Me Back, but it's kind of a fun way to end the record.
That was music writer Al Shipley talking about Jack White's new album, Entering Heaven Alive. It's out now.